Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. It was in June of 2024 when a mob of 500 teens made massive mischief in Gloucester Township, New Jersey, turning a local festival into a ruckus with three cops ending up getting hurt. Well, cut to now when a new law there could have parents going to jail for such mayhem. The reaction? Mixed.
The law is called Minors in Parent Responsibility, where a parent could go to prison for 90 days or face a fine if their kids repeatedly found guilty of things like assault, drunkenness, or destruction of property. I asked Bobby if he thinks other towns in the area may consider something like this.
Not really.
I think a lot of communities may just take a look at it. You're treading very lightly on some legal stuff. Is it the parents' fault? No.
Now, he tells me influencers and others who organize large youth gatherings that can lead to trouble should also face responsibility.
You start putting stuff on social media, say we're going to meet at such and such and we're going to destroy something. Whoever put that out, they should be held responsible. Not the parents, the person who put that out.
So what do you think? Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. 92.3 FM.
Bullets went flying in Parsippany as agents from the Drug Enforcement Administration descended upon that New Jersey town. DEA Special Agent in Charge, Cheryl Ortiz.
DEA and his federal partners were executing a court-authorized search warrant this morning in Parsippany, New Jersey, when shots were fired. One suspect was shot and transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No agents were injured in this, and as a result...
It all went down at the corner of Kingston and Littleton Roads. Still no word on who was arrested, and it's unclear exactly what the agents were looking for. No word yet on possible charges against a Bronx daycare worker as a family said goodbye to the toddler who drowned in a backyard pool at that facility. The funeral for 21-month-old River Wilson was held Wednesday at St. Helena's Roman Catholic Church in the Bronx.
The tiny white coffin at the altar was surrounded by pictures of the chubby-cheeked baby and her parents who wept throughout the mass. Her cousin said in her short life, River had been to five countries, was learning five languages, and loved gymnastics. The family's attorney, James Williams, said they still don't know how she got into the pool.
And so it's only through attention from the community, which is brought on by the media, that hopefully these people who have already committed this despicable act will stop torturing this family and come forward with the truth.
Anna's Butterfly Garden Family Group was shut down 3 days after River's death and cited for 9 violations. It had a prior violation 2 years ago for lack of supervision. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
That bill that would have boosted wages for grocery delivery workers to more than $20 an hour, that has been vetoed by Mayor Adams. And Lahia Walpa, executive director of the Workers' Justice Project Deliverista Unidos, tells 1010 Winds.
It's a huge step backwards on an attempt to ensure that 20,000 app delivery workers have the ability to earn a living wage and being able to live in the city of New York with dignity.
She's hoping the city council will override the mayor's veto. As for why he nixed it, the Daily News says it came after his top aide, Randy Mastro, advised him to. They also say both Amazon and Instacart launched an aggressive lobbying campaign targeting officials in both Adams' office and the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. In a statement, the mayor's office said upping wages would result in companies having to up their prices, something many New Yorkers cannot afford. As for what happens next, a spokeswoman for Speaker Adrian Adams says council Democrats will always stand up for workers in our city, and they are considering their next steps. The push to ban carriage horses in New York City is really heating up now, with another rally scheduled outside City Hall this afternoon. This after the Central Park Conservancy weighed in, saying they too want the industry banned. Adita Bernkrant is the executive director of NYCLAS.
The council and the mayor simply have no more excuses left. As the Conservancy pointed out, it is a public safety risk having horses that are animals who spook and run out of control. They're 1,800-pound animals. They become weapons.
It was just last week that a horse named Lady collapsed and died on the street in Hell's Kitchen, but TWU Local 100, which represents the carriage drivers, says a necropsy showed the cause of death was an aortic rupture likely caused by a small tumor in her adrenal gland. Shop steward Christina Hansen.
It's a shame that they are basically falling into like the bandwagon of the angry mob that doesn't actually care about the facts of our business, the facts about our horses.
Today's rally is set for 12:45 p.m., which is when all council members are scheduled to arrive for their monthly meeting. The search is on for a dog who was stolen from a man who had fallen asleep on a subway train. This was on an Uptown D through the Norwood section of the Bronx, where another guy made off with his American bully dog. The NYPD is out with photos of both the dog and the suspect. You can see those at 1010winds.com. Still no confirmation that the fire was intentionally set, but there is an arrest now in a blaze in the Bronx that left two firefighters injured. This was at 4140 Carpenter Avenue at East 230th Street in Wakefield, where FDNY Battalion Chief Daniel Noblich told CBS2 the building posed a bit of a challenge.
As the units arrived, they had a difficult stretch to get up to the fire department due to the wraparound stairs. They worked great teamwork by all the units on scene to get the lines in place and get the fire extinguished.
A 911 caller said they saw a man jumping from the fourth floor. That 42-year-old ended up being taken into custody, but the situation remains under investigation. A hair-raising situation in Times Square, specifically at 41st Street and 7th Avenue.
As people walk over street grates near the back door of the New Amsterdam Theater, hair is rising up on people's heads and being pulled outward. And sometimes there's a little buzzing.
That's crazy. Witchery, man.
Is it witchery? No one seems to know, but it still has people curious on TikTok.
A friend of mine pointed out that everybody's hair is crazy over there, like standing up, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Con Edison even sent out electric crews to investigate and reported no stray voltage in the area. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
A week into this water main situation in Patterson, we'll be hearing again today from both Mayor Andre Saya and Passaic Valley Water Commission. That's at 12 noon, so be sure to check back with 1010 Winds. We'll have that for you. Patterson still has the portable bathrooms and showers at Kennedy High School. In North Haledon, the police station there has restrooms available for folks who still have either low water pressure or none at all. And remember, the boil water advisory remains in effect for all towns impacted by the water main break. More summer fun in Midtown.
This is a first for us at Bryant Park. We're showcasing circus in all of its forms. And if you've never seen circus before, we have something for everyone. Aerial performances, acrobatics, clowning.
That's Bryant Park VP of Public Events, Dan Fishman, who tells 1010 Winds the New York City Circus Festival is coming up this Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Free blankets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. You can bring your own, but only blankets, okay? No yoga mats or chairs, which can wreck the lawn. The latest beauty trend on TikTok, apparently, looking tired. Yeah, the tired girl look is all about dark circles, pale skin, and smudged makeup. Think Wednesday Addams meets sleep deprivation. Yeah, here's one TikToker, Am Glam, giving the people a tutorial.
I know that being tired has nothing to do with being skinny or sick, but that's how I associate this look. So I'm going to slim my face. If people think I'm dying, people think I'm dying.
Okie dokie. The trend's already packed up hundreds of thousands of views, fans calling it real and effortlessly cool. I call it me when I wake up.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.